علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge with Sheikh Mukhtar on IRIB English Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide for managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We have been focusing on the 53rd letter that Imam Ali alayhi salam wrote to Malik Ashtar, a very important testament and a masterpiece in terms of political scripture. Something that even the world today is thirsty of and can make use of in the best ways and can be a source of principles for making policies, constitutions and various other important political documents if a person were to pay attention to these statements. And we reach this phrase when Imam Ali alayhi salam, when he's discussing about the human resources and people who are supposed to be chosen in sensitive positions, he says, وَأَبْلَغُ فِي عَوَاقِبِ الْأُمُورِ نَظَرًا, that people who have been brought up in good households, in pure households, in Islamic households, number one. Number two, have a greater history in Islam. That means they were early to accept Islam and therefore were there within the Islamic training for a longer period of time. They are more careful about the results of actions and the results of affairs. They are more careful, they are more attentive to these issues. And therefore they are more deserving to be chosen.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
When you say وَأَبْلَغُوا فِي عَوَاقِبِ الْأُمُورِ نَظَرًا, it means that these people are more, they achieve more of attention towards the effects of actions, the effects of policies. You see? And why is this? It is because if you notice how Islam trains human beings, Islam, you know, it gives you, if you look at the Holy Quran, it gives you a greater worldview. A worldview that includes the hereafter. A worldview that makes you focus on your actions. If you look at various verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that. He gives you examples of stories of communities that had a certain state or were performing certain actions. And what was the result of those actions? It expands your worldview to include the hereafter and the universe in totality. It gives you an insight into the different spiritual dimensions, so that you know that you are not just a small part, you're not just a small, you know, animal living in one corner of the earth, but rather you have a vast universe within you as a human being, and you have an impact in the different dimensions of the creation by your actions. It gives you that insight if you read the Quran, you see, especially the attention to the hereafter. And therefore, a Muslim who is brought up in this training, who reads the Quran daily, who reads the du'as that are there in Sahifa As-Sajjadiyah, or for example, the du'as that are there in Mafatih al-Jinan and all of these good books that have these du'as, a person's worldview is strengthened, unlike one who has not gone through this training at all. One who prays the 5 times a day prayer and recites Surah Al-Hamd is definitely aware of the fact that there is a Yawmuddin, there is a day when they will be questioned for every action that they perform. And therefore they are responsible. Today the biggest problem with the policies of the world are that there is nothing to stop a person in power to do something wrong. There is nothing to stop a person who is rich to do that which is detrimental for the society. That's the problem. And you know what? This is a problem that is proven, because if you just look at the policies that different countries are making today, you will see that this is happening. That there are people who just don't care. This is because of having that very constrained worldview in their minds. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad
wa ali Muhammad. Nahjul Balagha, translated as the Peak of Eloquence, is a compilation of sermons, letters, and sayings that reflected Imam Ali's profound insights on governance, ethics, spirituality, and social justice. Sayyid Razi's meticulous work in preserving and presenting Imam Ali's words has made Nahjul Balagha a timeless source of inspiration for scholars, theologians, and seekers of wisdom.
Now, we see that if a person is brought up in such an environment and is brought up in a proper household and is given that strong training, then this person will be careful. Even if he is rich, even if he is very powerful, there is a force that is going to stop him from doing what is detrimental for the society. What is that force? That force is ablagu fima awaqib al-umuri nazaran, is that attention that that person has towards the effects of policies that he makes. That attention is there. That emotional attention, that emotional attraction and attachment to the ideals are there, because there is something real behind it. There is no fake imaginary result out of this. There is a real result which he believes in. You see, in other policies, in other systems, there is no real result. Why? Because, for example, there is a result that might not be at all relevant to me. So what if the future generations live in a just society? It's irrelevant to me. Today, I want to enjoy life. It's irrelevant to me if, for example, that poor country in that corner of the world is enjoying life, as long as I am not enjoying life. Why? I have to be able to enjoy life. So if a person doesn't have a real basis behind what he's doing, doesn't have a realistic approach towards life, where real results are taken into consideration, then know that because of this wretched worldview that he has, he will not be able to be of service to the community. But Islam gives a realistic, a worldview based on realism, where there are actual results for actions, where you face the true consequences of what you do. And this is what makes a Muslim purer in his decision making. And that is what we need in the world of today. And that is the change that is required for a good future. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar in the program Gate of Knowledge on RIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه